Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. We've been considering the theme of hope this first week of Advent. And biblical hope, Bible hope, is not like how we tend to talk about hope. We say things like, I hope we have a white Christmas. And by that we mean we long for something that may or may not happen. Hope in the Bible is about longing, but it is also about waiting for what is certain. Why is biblical hope certain, Joel? Because it is a promise from God. We wait in certain hope when God promises to do something. And waiting is a good exercise for us, don't you think? I mean, we live in an instant gratification world where we expect everything now or yesterday. The 4 weeks before Christmas are an opportunity for wait training. Training ourselves to wait in hope. And then comes December 25th, and we celebrate the arrival of the promised King, Jesus, who came to save us. Now, you may be thinking, Joel, why do we want to wait for something that is a past event? That's a good question. I have two reasons for you, friend. First, a good way to recall the glory of the incarnation is by traveling back in time. R.C. Sproul says, well, the Advent season is that time when we seek to, in a manner of speaking, mute our memory of what has already happened, that we might brighten our joy that it happened. We leave the already of his Advent to taste the bitter of the not yet. We, in short, go back that we might look forward to his coming. What Sproul is getting at is we enter into the situation of ancient Israel before Jesus' coming, so that we might taste again the joy of what it means that Jesus became all we are by nature, that we might become all he is by grace alone. Imagine being in Isaiah's day and hearing this prophecy. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Do you know what Emmanuel means? God with us. Heaven came down to earth when the Word became flesh and moved into our neighborhood. John 1:14. The Son of God humbled himself in order to save a people who were living under the tyranny of sin and Satan before death would then snatch them away. Peace on earth came on that first Christmas morn. The incarnation was God's great rescue plan to save a despairing and dying humanity. And so doing some Advent wait training is a way to gain new love and appreciation for Jesus' coming. And it helps us look forward to his second coming. That's the second thing. While Christ has won heaven for us, we, like those saints of old, still live in the not yet. So wait training reminds us that we are still longing for Christ to come, to return, to make all things new. John writes in 1 John 3, verse 2 and 3, Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. We're waiting in hope for the day when Jesus returns and we shall be made like him. Can you imagine how glorious you're going to be? Now, did you know how John says our waiting in hope actually purifies us right now? Our waiting in hope on Jesus coming is actually making us more spotless, more pure. How is that, Joel? Well, friend, you need to go back to maybe your first school crush and that first Friday date. Do you remember that 45 minutes before the date? You just showered, you put on your best outfit, perfume, you're checking your hair and your face, and you're looking in the mirror again and again, and then you go down and sit and wait. And then you see it's 5 minutes before your date arrives, and what do? You run back to the mirror, you check your teeth, and you go to sit down, and then you go back to the mirror, you gotta check your collar. You want to look perfect. Do you see the picture? If you're madly in love with Jesus, and you're waiting in hope for his certain coming, you'll act like a silly teenager doing all you can to be at your best, looking the way he wants you to. For Christ, that means living a pure life, unspotted by anything he wouldn't like to see. We wait in hope, purifying ourselves, because our life is far more than just a great date at the end. Our whole life, we are on our way to a wedding. And as he has been faithful to us, we too live faithfully, knowing every day we're one day closer to his return. I'll close out this week of hope, with a benediction from Paul in Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.